This video will describe the way to perform a palmar digital neurectomy and an equine cadaver limb. When setting up the surgery table, most right-handed surgeons will set up the table starting with the sharp instruments on the right and moving to the less sharp on the left. As you can see in this image, I've set up the scalpel handles on the right and then the Metzenbaum and Mayo scissors, as well as the suture scissors, followed by pickups and hemostats. I place the needle holders and sponges separately so that I can reach for them when needed and find them quickly. The nerve is palpated between the phalangeal bones and the flexor tendons. Note the surgeon palpating this groove between these structures before making a sharp 3-centimeter skin incision. There's not much soft tissue in this area, so once you're through the skin sharply, much of the dissection is done bluntly. You can see that we are using hemostats to develop our tissue planes between structures and ultimately identify the palmar digital nerve. Notice we're using the blunt instrument along the tissue planes so not to damage any deeper structures. The soft tissues that we're interested in are elevated as shown and isolated. It takes some manipulation to determine which structure is the artery, which structure is the palmar digital nerve, and in this instance you'll see the more shiny ligament of the ergot. You can see here that we've isolated this shiny structure. If you look closely, there's no striations present, and you can see that there are other structures deeper to this soft tissue ligament. The surgeon is grasping the ligament distally, transecting it sharply. Isolating it by rolling it up on the hemostat to put some tension on it, and then we'll transect it proximally. If you examine the cut edge, you would see there are no striations, and that shiny structure was the ligament of the ergot. By transecting this structure, it allows better visualization of the structures more deeply located. This bundle of soft tissue that's isolated now contains both the nerve and the artery. It's critical to determine which is which, and you will be able to see that the nerve has a more wrinkled appearance when stretched and does not retract into the soft tissues like the artery does. See the nerve staying wrinkled in appearance and not retracting back very quickly. The nerve is pulled aside and the surgeon is elevating the palmar digital artery to show that it does not stretch like the nerve does and retracts right back into the soft tissues. Like the ligament of the ergot, we've elevated the nerve, transected the nerve distally, stretch the nerve so that we remove a large portion of it and transect it sharply, hoping that it will retract up into the soft tissues. You can see there's been a good portion of the palmar digital nerve removed. The nerve is discarded and the wound is closed. Because there's very little soft tissue in this area, a simple skin suture will suffice. The students can use their pattern of choice. A simple interrupted or cruciate are appropriate. Remember that unlike small animals, these tissue edges can be pulled into apposition. We don't worry so much about swelling. And following surgery, the limb is placed in a soft bandage. And this completes the palmar digital neurectomy procedure.